All right, we go back to Matthew chapter 16, where we had the Bible reading before. Matthew 16. And we go through the question the Lord asked. Who do you say that I am? To the disciples, who the people says that the Son of Man is? Who the people say? Well, that's the question. Who do men say? Okay. Only one question. That is the man, one truly answer. One question the Lord asked is the man, only one truly. Yeah. It's not good to give many answers to this question. It's only one answer which is true. So, have you seen, are you reading the Bible, the disciples? They came out with many different answers. It was important, it is important, to give the right answer. And what the people says in the time of Jesus didn't pass the test. Failed. They were all the incorrect. They were wrong. And then, if we bring it up to today, what people say today, which answers people giving today about the same question? And I'm going to give you what people say today in Argentina. You may know what people say, which answer they're giving to you here in Australia. And also, what people say about the Lord Jesus 30 years ago, maybe there is not the same answer what people is giving today in the 21st century. So, depends on people's background, depends on religions, beliefs, depends on culture. The New Age, what it says about Jesus in Argentina, is one of the masters of the universe. That's why the Lord Jesus Christ picture is hanging in there in LA. I wasn't there, but I read it in a book. What Jehovah's Witness says about our Lord Jesus Christ, what would be their answer to for our Lord Jesus Christ, who he is? And according to their Bible, in John 1:1, they say that Jesus is a small God with a small letter G. Because that's what their Bible say. Is that in English too? It is in Spanish. A small letter. In our Bibles, it's a capital letter. And it's not one God. It is God. Amen? For us, the Lord Jesus is Lord. For them, it's not. Well, a Catholic will say in Argentina that Jesus is the Son of God. It's even they will tell you that he's the Savior of the world. But they need, still they need the Lord. They need to know the plan of salvation, the gospel. A Muslim will say that Jesus is some of the prophets. As they say here in the Bible, some of the prophets. That's what the Muslim people will say. What else? What else they say? Well, I've been told many things. Well, I'm not sure what people will say here in Australia. Pastor mentioned before, I'm not in the country for the last 10 years. I don't know if the culture has changed. I've been told another answer the other day when I was visiting Emmanuel. One of the brothers gave me one of the answers that what people thinking or say that Jesus is today? Which answers has the people given to you? What the people say to you who Jesus is? Pastor? A good man. That I've been told that. What else? Socialist. Yes. Yes, it's true, because it's that fellow is coming from communist or socialist. They will say he was the first socialist, you know. Yeah, thank you for that. What else? I've been told last Sunday night, one of the brothers told me, irreverent. Irreverent. That's it. That means, so what? But I tell you what they say to me in Argentina, okay? And you saw the table over there when we had the tracts, the pamphlet. We also have this magazine in there. Are you able to tell me what magazine says here? Who is Jesus? A strike question. A strike. Who is Jesus? Okay? And we hand it on the table like that. And we start giving to the people who coming through, you know, walking through. And we giving to the people. And we have the magazine. We hold the Bible there, you know. And a man was coming. And he was coming and walking. And he was looking that. And he went back. And he said to me, like Maradona. And you know who Maradona is? Soccer player. The best soccer player in the world. But he's a man. Bad man. You know, Maradona has a church in Argentina. Do you know that? Well, you know now. He's God. Because he was a really one of the most excellent players in the world. So, they build him a church with the name the Maradona Church. He has a priest. He has services. People go to church of Maradona to mock him, I believe, or to, I don't know what they do. People go to get married into the Maradona Church. Wicked man like Maradona is not like my Jesus. Amen. But that's the question they give to you in Argentina. I was speechless, you know, because I never got that before. I got the ones you have, a good man, a socialist, a this, that, you know. But this one, you know, that really. I have to be ready for the next time they tell me that, you know. I was speechless, and the men keep going and walking away, you know. So after the first question, the Lord Jesus want to know, and he asked for a second question. And the second question is, okay, but what about you? Who do you say that I am? And that was coming personally to you. The Lord wants to come personally to the disciples. Why? Because the Lord wants to know that you are not flowing, or you're not taking away what people thinking outside. What the people say outside, it will be not outside. What people is thinking outside, it will be different of what we're thinking about our Lord Jesus Christ. So, what about you? He asks. Who do you say that I am? Of course, that Peter giving the right answer was giving, revealed by God the Father to him, the promised Messiah, the Christ, the Son of God, the eternal God. What do you think that Jesus is? Which answers are you giving to the people? Are you asking the people about the Lord Jesus Christ? If we are able to say this morning to this answer, excuse me, if you are able to say, to answer to this question, he is my Savior, he is my Lord, He is my God. Then, blessed are you. The Lord is still keeping telling you, blessed are you. Because you are understand who the Lord Jesus is. You have understand that how God the Father has revealed himself in the scriptures about the Son, his salvation, his death on the cross to pay the penalty for our sins. For whoever believes in him has received eternal life from the living God. So in conclusion, many answers were given by the people, but the Lord wants us to think very deep in our heart, deep in our minds, in our body, that we do not follow their thinking. We do not being carried away for what they say about our Lord Jesus Christ. But the Lord wants to know how deep are our convictions. The Lord wants to know how deep our actions are. And the Lord wants to know, I'll say, what I'm going to say to the people. They may deny the Lord. They may say no. They may say different things about our Lord. But the Lord wants to know what I want, what I say, what I think. Therefore, if you are able to give the right answer to our Lord Jesus Christ, the right answer to this question, you're going to be asking this question to the people outside. And when the people come up with different answers, you're going to be able to give it the right one, the only one, the correct answer to them. Because that's what they need. They need to know the Lord, but they need to know the correct answer and receive the Lord in their life in the correct way as well. Those people need the only right answer to their question, because they have people outside, they have many, many questions. But we are the only ones which we are able to give them the right question. By other way, the verse 20, I don't think is for today, Church of our Lord Jesus Christ. The verse 20 is not for Christians today. If you want to know more, ask Pastor Wayne in the next service, okay? But I believe that. I believe that for today, disciples, believers in him, we are able to go and tell and preach the gospel to them. They will come up with different answers, but we have the right answer. And the right answer, we're going to give in to them. Yes. The Son of God, our Savior, the living God, the only one who is able to give us eternal life. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, congregation, for this opportunity.